Hello and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm composer and conductor Michael Shapiro, and I'm excited to share a new operatic version of the 1931 classic early talking film Frankenstein with Atlanta audiences. Here are five things to know about this frightening multimedia experience. Michael Shapiro's Frankenstein, the movie opera. Number one. This 1931 masterpiece of horror was originally released without a music score, which inspired me to fill in the void by creating an original new soundtrack. Remember, this was a talking film. So when I write music to film or the stage, I portray what is going on in the action, but also, always, what are the feelings and motivations of the characters at a particular moment in the action? It's very different than writing song cycles, which are just stationary and influenced just by a poem. The composer of opera should ask, how do I move the characters across the stage or in a film? And what are their motivating reasons for doing whatever they choose to do? Number two, did you know that Boris Karloff, who plays the monster, at the time of the making of Frankenstein, was not a well-known actor? And he was not even invited to the Hollywood opening. His acting style, though, was unique and distinct. After the premiere, Karloff's career experienced amazing changes as he brought to the monster passion and dignity. Now go forward just another 30 years into the 60s when I was about 10. Boris Karloff had a show on television, on ABC, I think it was, called Thriller. And it was a show every week. There would be a different hour-long horror story, obviously with commercials. Well, I loved it so much that I wrote to him, Mr. Boris Karloff, Hollywood, California, on my father's stationery. Dear Mr. Karloff, I'm Michael Shapiro. I'm 10 years old. I think you're a thriller. Can I have your autograph? Thank you. Well, I sent it out to him with a 5-cent stamp, and lo and behold, a month later, I got an answer. And he sent me back an autographed picture of himself at that time, and then a picture of himself as the monster, which he must have taken out of a box from the early 1930s. Here's number three. How could you choose a libretto sung by singers to a talking movie? Well, what's the movie all about? The movie's all about resurrection, isn't it? The resurrection of dead parts into a monstrous creation that has a unique. So I chose the text of the magnificent and immortal Latin Catholic Mass, the Requiem Mass. And that's the orchestral bottom of the score, with a libretto sung by singers in response to what's going on in the film. Number four. Do you know that Universal Pictures produced Frankenstein in 1931 for specific reasons to benefit the studio? Sure, because after the success of Dracula earlier in the year, Universal sought another horror story that might rescue the studio from impending bankruptcy during those early years of the Depression. And that's just what Frankenstein did. And here's the last point, number five. I've been so lucky that my Frankenstein score has become a repertory piece globally and been performed almost 70 times, leading to the creation of four different versions of the piece. The first three instrumental only, Frankenstein the movie score, chamber orchestra, full orchestra, wind ensemble, with great performances throughout the world. But now the opera, and now the East Coast premiere of Frankenstein the movie opera at your Atlanta Opera. So thank you all for joining me on this Atlanta Opera podcast. If you enjoyed learning more about Frankenstein the movie opera, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera podcast for more great episodes.